My 12-year-old son commented the other day that January was a lousy time to celebrate the new year. He figured that now the decorations are down and the holidays are behind us, all we've got to look forward to is 3 months of miserable weather. He thinks we should celebrate the new year on the first day of spring. It's not a bad idea until you give it some thought. The new life that comes with the springtime is the end result of months of quiet waiting. Birth isn't the beginning of life. It's just part of the process. Like the new year, life begins in darkness and mystery, whether it be a human baby or a frozen seed. What we think of as birth comes only after time, after labor, and after the background work's been done. It's funny. Life has a way of illustrating the point. A couple of days after my son had made his comment, I was at a party and somebody found out what I did for a living. The next thing I know, she's asking me for my opinion on global warming and the Kyoto Agreement. So I go into my speech about sustainable energy, and she stops me dead. "Why don't we know about this stuff?" she says. It was a great moment. It was like watching a seed burst out of the ground. After a dozen years of trying to be heard, suddenly people are eager to hear what environmentalists have to say. It was wonderful. Not so long ago, anyone willing to stand up and call themselves an environmentalist was branded as a Birkenstock-wearing pinko commie that probably drank herbal tea and shunned animal byproducts. Questioning technology was considered outrageous, but now it's the technologies that threaten our planet that are considered radical. The simple shift has taken years to happen. The ideas, the concepts that began so long ago have germinated over time and are finally becoming more widely accepted. What we've planted is a new understanding of how we interact with the earth. Maybe my son and I are both right. It's perfectly natural that he would perceive spring as a beginning. His young life is about newness and discovery. But as a middle-aged woman, I see change and new beginnings as the products of hard work and patience. We've come a very long way. But in order for this new understanding to really take root and grow into a more sustainable society, we must now tend our garden.